pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a message?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air. Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those of you without gender, it's time for an all-new episode of Spank Wagon Radio, coming to you live from the heart of Sin City, the land of corruption, prostitution, and the all-you-can-eat buffet, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Murphy, and next to me is my friend, broadcast partner, and the winner of the 1997 Meatball Wet T-Shirt Eating Contest, Treacher!
Yay, me.
Tonight promises to be an interesting cavalcade of pain, frustration, and the usual tit noise. What do you think?
I think I'm tuning into pro wrestling.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was going for.
You succeeded.
I was trying to channel the spirit of Joey Styles and Mike Tenay.
How do you mix those two? Mike Tenay and Joey Styles.
I think I did it. I said cavalcade.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Thank you! God damn, it's good to be back in town.
Yeah, you were up in...
I was up in the Great White North there, wasn't I?
Canada!
Yeah. What, you don't like Nonpoint?
Yeah. I know. Not wild, but, you know.
Yeah, you're more of a Kenny G kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, you know me. Kenny G all the way. Woo! He can just blow his oboe out his ass.
Dude, I think that's a sax, actually.
Whatever.
Hey, he's getting laid, man.
Well, that is true. A little more than, I guess, what you are.
Granted, his name is probably Brett. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Lovely. And it's usually me doing that.
Well, if we're switching roles and you're doing the introductions.
Well, I just wanted to throw that one out
there.
I'll
do that. I got to feel like I'm contributing something to the intro, you know, well, aside from just sitting in the chair.
Looking like a B-cup champion?
Yeah, well, you know.
Ah, gotta love him.
Gotta love it.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio. Sorry, I got to learn my cues.
That's okay. You know, jumping the gun is all right. You do it in bed enough. Pew. All right. Hey, folks, you know what you're listening to. We won't have to repeat it 13 more times.
Spank Wagon Radio.
12 more times.
Spank Wagon Radio.
11. Shut.
I'm not going to run that bit into the ground.
Okay. Well, we could do it 10 more times. Why not? Here's how you play, folks. First off, we know you're listening. I can see you out there listening. Tonight is going to be a great night. We've got tech news. We've got geek news. We've got boobs in the studio.
We've got politics.
We've got politics.
We've got sports.
We've got sports.
And we've got boobs in the studio.
And we've got boobs, aside from Murphy, in the studio.
Dude, I wish I had boobs.
You'd never leave home?
I'd be playing with them all day long.
That's pretty sad. If your boobs make that kind of noise, you might want to get the pressure checked.
I'm a little
yeah, get a fucking air pump. All right, so here's how this works, folks. You have several ways to join us live and also view the boobs in the studio.
Oh, yes.
Aside from Murphy. Here's what you do. First, you go to spankwagon.net. That is the website for Spank Wagon Radio. You click on the button that says Cam and Chat. It's a nice little Java chat. Accept it. It's cool. It's safe.
Java.
Also with it is a nice little cam window. What's going to happen later on when we wrap up round one? And yes, I am saying round one.
That's right, boys. We've got more boobies.
Got more. Once we wrap up, when we start up round one, I should say, and whatever this is today. Everything okay over there?
Yeah, just moving some cables.
Okay. Once. Feel better?
Yeah, much.
Depressurized?
Yeah, the boobies, though.
Are your boobies back to level now? Okay. So here's
the thing. Back to 18 pounds in each one.
Jesus. Fucking blow out people in front of you. Just hit the release valve. All right, so here's how it works. You can go into the chat room, chat with us, because we want that interaction. We want you in the chat room. We also want you to watch the cam, because, hey, maybe you can play that little extra bit of Booby the Game. If you didn't go to Spank Wagon, you didn't do it the right way, you big fucking losers, you get one more chance.
They're not losers.
No, they're not.
They're my Pop-Tart eating digit freaks.
There you go. Also... all they see in the cam is graphic for Papa Joe. Let's fix that.
Papa Joe Chevalier.
Papa Joe Chevalier.
Yeah, guy's a tool.
Yeah, well. Hey, so what we're going to do then is we're going to get our cam working here so people can see what they want to see.
What do they want to see?
Boobs.
Boobies!
Not you. Oh, Jesus, your nipples are hairy. And you got a gut, dude. Where'd you get the gut from?
Dude, it's my job.
No, wait a minute. This past last week we did a show, not show. You were out of town.
I was out of town.
Where
That's
were
right.
you?
Well, oh God, now we got to get all serious here. The problem
Dude,
is,
dude, what? Was, wait, Canada? Well, oh God, it's all serious
well,
now.
Well, because of why I went to Canada.
Well,
I went
gamble with a bunch of Shriners, from what I understand.
Well, no, I went to Canada for my grandfather's funeral.
Hence, gambling with a bunch of Shriners.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man, those Shriners. I won't go into the long story, but we were while we were. At the celebration, which was at the Shrine Center, the after party was in the lounge there, which is actually called Biff's Lounge, which is named after my grandfather.
Biff. Your grandfather's name was Biff.
Do you know why my grandfather's name was Biff?
Because he hated this kid named Marty?
No. my grandfather was the sixth of six children, five sisters, all older than him.
Okay.
They used to pick on him, and his name was Wilford, and... No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Wilford Charles, and one day looked up at his sister and said, I'm going to biff you, and it stuck. And it stuck.
That's always worse. When you're trying to threaten someone, I'm going to kick your ass next thing,
look,
you know.
At 90 years old, this was, 1910? I'm going to biff you makes its
No. I'm laughing because it's like you looking at me and saying, dude, I'm going to stuff my foot up your ass, and me just going, foot,
Yeah, well... So
that's what it equates to, you know. I mean, sure, take it down, dumb it down for, you know, the good old 1920s.
So he said, I'm going to biff you, so the name stuck. But when we were in Biff's Lounge afterwards, the Shriners were making us drinks. And the drinks came in little 6-ounce plastic cups that were left over from when my grandfather was made potentate. And so it's a 6-ounce cup, and I asked for a Jack of Coke. 4 ounces of Jack, 3 ice cubes, an ounce of Coke.
You got Jack
they
and
were,
then a little
they
Coke.
They were doing two-finger measurements, but the two fingers they were using were the pinker and the pointer finger. So, finger.
There you go. So it was almost like the shocker of drinks.
Dude, and they were all like that, dude. Not a single one was oh, Christ, we were toasted.
Well, if you got to do it, That's the way to go.
Yeah, so hey. I spent the weekend and most of the, well, part of the week up in the Great White North.
Claude X in the chat room asks, is biffing Canadian speak for boffing?
No, that's Canadian speak for punching somebody in the mouth.
Oh, okay. So much for fun on that. Hey, we got some nice Spank Wagon site news. Just a couple, one down and
site
one up.
Site news.
One down and one up for site news, actually. First thing we got to warn you about, we're changing around our IP addresses and a little bit of server thingy. Technically speaking, if you can't get to the site, don't panic. It's still there and it'll be back up.
He's
we're
lying.
Just updating
panic.
DNS stuff. Yeah, fuck you. Don't panic. The second thing, we have a new syndicate. The problem is I have no fucking clue where they're from.
But they're a syndicate.
But they're a new syndicate, Livid Radio. And actually, you can get to them by going to spankwagon.net. Click on Livid Radio under the syndicates under Spank Wagon Radio. Learn more about them. Brand new syndicate, so thank you very much for carrying the show.
Oh, my goodness. We love syndicates.
We love syndicates. As a matter of fact, the other person that loves syndicates, our engineer.
Leroy does love those syndicates.
Yeah, Leroy loves syndicates. You know, no one loves syndicates more than... And when we're out there hunting for new syndicates, we send our emissary... The only problem is... Never seems to quite get the job done.
Yeah, I was getting kind of mad at him the other day. I said, Leroy, what the fuck are you doing, dude? You bring us all these little shitty, tiny little syndicates, and you know what he said to me?
At least I have chicken.
You know, fuck you, that Leroy. That is typical. That is typical
God
for Leroy.
God damn it. Shiftless.
Freaking.
Did I say that?
Nope. So, anywho. Claude goes, site news, trenchers changing graphics again. No, I'm not, actually. All I'm doing is actually... Hey, I crashed. Dude, the webcam crashed!
Holy shitake mushrooms.
Why don't you talk? I gotta figure this out.
Okay,
the webcam?
So, the webcam
the
has
one
crashed.
Thing we need tonight just fucking crashed.
You know why? Because it's Friday the 13th. Now, I don't know how many of you out there know the story of Friday the 13th. So while Trench fixes this, I'll take this opportunity to explain Friday the 13th. Now, I don't have all the details. I just know the basic rough outline. So if anybody has the details, feel free, English, second language, feel free to go ahead and throw them into the chat room there. So way, 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 way back when, I think about the 1300s, I want to say, maybe even before that, the Pope decided that they wanted to find the Holy Grail and a couple of other nice, nifty little treasures. So they sent some gentlemen to go and look for them. These gentlemen became the Knights of the Templar.
Oh, boy. Why do I have a funny feeling you just read the fucking Da Vinci Code and made this all up?
Now? No, I actually went and do some research because the Knights of the Templar, it does bring into the Freemasons and the Shriners. So anyway... Shit goes on for a couple of hundred years. The Knights of the Templar actually did invent modern banking as we know it
today.
Yeah,
we know that from the special you saw on TV.
Anyway, the reason Friday the 13th is so scary is because several popes later decided that... this pope decided that he was sick and tired of these Knights of the Templar basically controlling most of the church and holding it at its throat. So in a single day, he had every single one of them captured or killed. In a single day, it was the largest surgical military strike of their time, and quite frankly, the most impressive thing I've ever heard of. Without telephones, without any sort of... research equals Wikipedia. Yes, it does. Without any sort of... communications, satellites, radios, whatever, all they had was, dudes on horseback. And they created...
Dudes on horseback?
Dudes on horseback.
No shit!
Yeah, that's all they had, man.
Wow.
But so, using nothing more than messengers, they managed to strike...
Instant messengers?
No.
Oh, that's right, horseback.
Horseback messengers. They
horse
managed
whispers?
To, yes, horse whispers. They managed to capture, I think it was some 1,500 individuals in one day. And it was on
Jesus.
Friday the 13th. No, not Jesus. But they were... One of the common theories is that the Knights of the Templar actually did have the grail, and that's why they were able to keep the church at bay for so long. But so in one day they managed to capture or kill all of them, and the ones that they didn't kill, they had hooked up. I'm looking at the chat room here. They kept them in a couple of different castles and had them all declared heretics. And within, I think they said 3 months, they were all killed. So the church pretty much wiped out the Knights of the Templar in a single day. Is effectively how it happened.
Interesting. Yes. Interesting. but that's a lot of fucking nights to kill in one goddamn
day. It is.
Day.
In one day, all over Europe, in a single surgical strike. I mean, that is... I mean, that's impressive. That's some impressive shit right there.
Or fake.
No.
Oh, come on. You can't believe everything you fucking read about this shit.
You know what, though? It's... The church has it as history, and it is
documented. Whoa. Don't ever say that the church has it as history, because you know, you damn well know, that the church will skew their history to meet their needs.
They will skew their history. They
Are you
down.
Telling me by choice they just said, oh, no, this one will be real?
No, they'll
never figure it out.
They were heretics.
Real.
They said, oh, they went on a massive campaign to wipe out a bunch of heretics. So.
Or the simple thing is that they got tired of them being richer than the church.
Oh, that's
called them a fucking heretic, and then there you go. So they weren't really heretics by actual definition.
No, but the church declared them as heretics. But the really interesting thing was these guys, they invented modern banking. These guys were actually giving loans to kingdoms.
Damn.
They were some rich motherfuckers. In fact, there are a couple of their church left, and as they say in Da Vinci Code, yes, they are real. They are the more circular model churches, and they're really kind of interesting. So, but anyway, that's why Friday the 13th is so damn unlucky. And you know what? Me personally, being probably the most unlucky individual you'll ever meet, this is the only day for me where shit goes right. This is my lucky day. This is the day where things happen for me for fun. This is where things, you know, I have a fun time. This is where, I don't end up whacking my mirror on an orange barrel where... exactly.
Shitty driving doesn't catch up to you.
Yeah, fuck off. Or someone doesn't, you know, key my car, or like, oh, Christ, 2 days ago I had a golf ball-sized rock come off of a truck and I was back to 200 feet, still cracked my goddamn windshield. You know,
sucks to be you.
Yeah, it does. Shit like that doesn't happen to me today. You know, I need the 13 tattooed on my back. I think we're going to make my whole back one big unlucky back piece. I'm going to get the cat, black cat. I'm going to have the ladder. I'm going to find symbols of bad luck throughout the world and have them all tattooed across my back. Reload the cam. No change.
Yeah, the cam has fucking crashed. The cam software that runs the cam out to the rest of everybody has fucking crashed. This
so,
is amazing.
Restart it.
I have 3 times. And if I restart anything else, that's the stream machine. We're nuked. I'll have to work on this during break.
Oh, yeah,
that's
we really
hilarious.
Do. Yeah, it is hilarious. So why do we need the camera tonight?
Well, we need the camera so that way we can play Booby the Game, because tonight we have our guest. And hopefully the people in the chat room will say, hey, you know, hey, Claude sees us.
All right. Woohoo!
Tech support a go-go. All right, so I was kind of worried there because that would have just made our entire fun segment of the show completely invalid to them, not us.
So for those of you, not us. For those of you that have been playing on the site, we have a picture of some boobs. Well, a couple of pictures.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
later on, we
had, like I said, Booby the Game, and go to the left-hand side, ignore the fucking shit that one of our listeners, Toe, posted. The first set of boobs, two photos, neck down. This is of our in-studio guests later on, and their boobs, with Spankwagon written on them. Now, the point of the game was you are to guess the age of the person, not the boobs.
3.
Yeah, because they're only like 3 or 2, yeah. Something like that. We'll find out that,
You
too.
Need to guess the age of the individual wearing the
of
boobs.
Of the owner of the boobs.
So.
We have a few guests
We have a couple
in.
Of guesses.
Guesses in. We have Reverend Hammer.
Well, let's not go into the site.
We'll cover this later.
And what we'll do is we'll give people a couple more chances in the room to go ahead and guess. The prizes for guessing Booby the Game are kind of fun.
Yeah, actually, I think they're rather unique prizes.
The first prize, we will get you a nice copy of the photo, and our Booby individual, she will sign them for you.
There you go.
The second part of the prize is what's going to be happening tonight. Tonight we have arts and crafts in the old studio.
You know, I swear to God, your ass went to Home fucking Depot to
Walmart.
Pick this shit up. Walmart.
We've got ourselves some blue paint, roller, and a white T-shirt.
Okay, how's this going to work?
Someone's going to get themselves a... Let's see your vagina. Probably not. Someone is going to be winning themselves a booby print T-shirt. We're going to paint the boobs, and then we're going to press them on a shirt. We'll let it dry, and then we will mail it off to you.
So you will then receive the actual booby print shirt of Spankwagon as the winner of Booby the Game.
The initial round of Booby the Game.
Uh-huh.
After tonight's show,
we have another round, because last week there was a listener who was listening to the Show Not Show and was completely smitten with the idea of Booby the Game and submitted their own boobs. Now, here's the fun part about that that submission. When you see those photos go up, keep in mind that she wrote on her boobs in permanent marker.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, there we had a lot of people in the chat room offer to rub them off. That's for sure.
Oh, rub one out.
Rub one out, rub them off, however you want to do it. So what's going to happen?
We'll post the new pictures and we'll go for round two. And we'll see what we can do for prizes for round two.
Yeah, this person's like definitely not in Vegas, so it's going to be a little harder to do a booby press shirt.
But we can always
unless you mail them like the arts and crafts kit.
Mail her the arts and crafts kit. Could you go ahead and print these? Hey, maybe we can get her to do a boob scan.
Hey, well, that's kind of technically what they've already done.
Oh, is it on a scanner?
No, I hate that. That's a stupid idea, putting your boobs against
a
scanner.
But it's funny.
There are, you know, some chicks with, like, really big fat boobs, you know, cracks the glass slivers.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's bad.
Oh, Jesus. That's hot. Pain is hot for you.
That's hot.
Wait, pain is hot for you?
Dude, always. Yeah, go ahead, asswipe.
Oh, you know, you like it, you want it.
Yeah, you go right on ahead. You wait. I'll get you so drunk on Sunday, and I'll use duct tape to shave your nipples.
That's the problem. I don't drink.
I'll slip it in. You'll never know.
Hey, that's the second problem. I ain't going to be there.
Oh, you suck.
All right, so anyhow, folks.
Claude says he can't rub one out. He's stealing bandwidth in a well-lit parking lot.
You know, actually, last week, Claude was listening, but his neighbor caught him leeching bandwidth.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, boom, he drops right offline. He gives the studio a call right away to say, hey, you know, I've dropped offline. Here's why.
Nice. So. All right, so are we going to go ahead and take a break?
We will in a second. As a matter of fact, let's kind of cover the bases first because we're going to take a break, bring in our guest, play Booby the Game. What we're going to do is let everybody know. First off, you want to call up. The lines are technically open. 1-866-587-6257. That's our direct line if you're you know, want to do the long distance thing. If you're local Vegas, though. Or if your six button is broke, that's true. Or if you're local Vegas, it's area code. Local Vegas, you don't need a fucking area code. But if it's your local Vegas, it's 383-8120.
We'll be taking your calls and showing some tits.
Yeah. By the way, Claude points out that bloody nipples are not so sexy.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Well, I guess we're normal and you're misogynistic.
And?
Good point. Not really a threat against you.
Exactly.
Is it? Yeah, okay. So here's what we'll do here, and we'll go to break. Do you have music?
Hell yeah.
Because I got leftovers from last week.
You got leftovers from last week? Well, let me play.
Well, I got some creepy leftovers from last week because I played some really creeped out shit.
Let's play some dueling stuff here. And
why don't you just play your shit, and we'll maybe get to mine a little later.
Yeah, we'll do yours on the next break.
Because mine's like 12 fucking minutes of weirdness.
Christ on a crutch. Oh, I farted.
Did you fart?
I just did.
We're going to have a guest in studio, and you fucking farted? All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Peggy. Leave me a nice message or I'll kill you.
Hey, Peggy. It's me. You are never going to believe what happened to me today. I'm sitting at the unemployment office, waiting on my loser of a caseworker in one of those nasty chairs. But from out of nowhere, this total stranger walks right up to me, sits down, then leans over and says something like, this is gonna sound a little obsessive.
In this place, it seems like such a shame. Though it all looks different now, I know it's still the same. Everywhere I look, you're all I see. Just a fading fucking reminder of who I used to be. Come on, tell me, you
gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
Ah, so everybody's like saying we're playing depressing music, and yet we're going to go see boobs.
Well, hey, you know what? I just wanted to play some good stuff.
Oh, there you go. All right, so what we're doing right now, folks, we have in our studio the, I guess, the contributor, donator, victim,
purveyor.
Purveyor
of boobs.
Nice. Purveyor of boobs for the first round, which we didn't know there was ever going to be a second round.
Yeah, as far as we knew, next thing was going to be one of us with Spankwagon written
but
on our man tits.
But the first round of Booby the Game, and let me go ahead and get to the right cam. There we go, if everybody has their
check those out, boys.
The boobies are up in the cam
boobies,
right now.
Cans, jugs, gazungas, you call them whatever you like.
Tits.
Tits works for me.
There you go. So here's how this works. We have people who have been guessing for the past, I don't know, couple weeks.
About 2-3 weeks now.
2-3 weeks now? Yeah. You could...
You can go ahead and jump in. So guys, this is C.
This is C. This is see you next Tuesday. See you at the mall. You know.
Oh,
say
there
hello.
It goes.
Say hi to Mike.
We've already got the fapping going.
Oh,
go ahead,
geez.
Say hi.
Hello.
No, you got to get on it like it's a big black cock.
All right.
Whoa! I got
you know,
the look on that
when,
one, didn't
when
I?
When they're grumbling, I don't know if that's a good grumble or a bad grumble. But all right, so here's how it works. We had a lot of people who guessed, your age, your physical age.
Now we are
upon,
hold on, we are playing Price is Right rules, boys. That means closest without going over.
Right. Based upon those two photos you submitted, and basically we told them that, you know, the boobs, how old are the boobs themselves? Like the after effect of the boobs.
Huh?
Holy crap.
The implants.
How old are the implants?
How old are the implants?
6 years.
6 years. Okay, so they're
six. You know what? That isn't bad for 6 years.
Yeah.
That is not bad at all. Doctor here in Vegas?
No, actually, well, ended up having two surgeries. One was for reduction and then one because I got into a car accident.
Oh,
so
okay.
So one was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the other one was here in Vegas, but the surgeon flew in from Chicago.
Oh, okay. So you actually had Mormons massaging your boobies.
Yeah.
There you
nice.
Go. Claim to fame right there.
I'd like to be Mormon
I
right now.
I more than that over the past year, isn't
it? There you go. So here's how this works out. We had several, well, we only had three guesses because they're all lazy asses in the forum. Plus Toe, who submitted his lame-ass pictures.
God,
of,
dude, that's just wrong.
Dude, if that guy is fapping to someone who, you know, may not be that young.
I seriously, dude, that photo is completely wrong. It needed to be red icing.
I'm sorry. No. All right, so here's how this works out. We got the cam going. We got the boobies going. We have people in the chat room. You can start throwing out guesses right now.
Start
we'll
throwing them
thinking.
Out, guys. Is that a shirt with boobs inside of it? It sure is.
Yeah,
and
Cyber
you know
Sorcerer
what?
Asks this.
Sorcerer would like to know if there are boobs in there. Are there boobs in there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's
it's
see.
A little sample right here.
Whoa. As everybody that you probably didn't capture it on the cam.
Yeah, you may have to hold it out for just a little bit longer so the cam captures
the cam
it.
The cam has
it
to capture, you know.
Ugh.
So there we go. We have the boobs. They're on the cam. Start guessing how old those boobs are. There you go.
Oh, so, my goodness.
And so, Cyber Sorcerer, you can even guess. Now, we have three guesses already.
Let's not announce. That way people
I want to come on. Price is Right. You know what the
all
next
right, price
person
is
next
right.
to
okay.
you says. You know, one person bets
$1.
A dollar. Yeah. Someone says $1. Just we'll fucking slap them.
Only do gold.
Say what?
Only does gold. Got to go by ounces.
Gold.
Oh, now Toe joins us. Toe jumps in right when the tits show up.
I don't have anything to do with
so let's see. The current guesses are.
Okay, Reverend Hammer has 31 as your age.
Oh, thank you.
Don't say
don't
that.
Don't say anything
don't
yet.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Claude Balls has early 40s, and Mr. Man has 41. Now, he said give or take, but we're going to hold him to 41, so we're going to hold Claude to 40.
Yep.
Reverend 31, Claude 40, and Mr. Man 41. Now, for those of you in the chat room, you can go ahead and start submitting your guesses. And also, while we're, you know, chatting with our guest, C, the phone lines will be open.
Feel
free
to
give
call
us a call
up.
And tell us what you think. 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 1-866-587-6257. And if you're local Vegas or your phone doesn't dial the number 6, virtual one, it's 383-8120. So go ahead and give us a call.
Oh, okay. Juke's got a guess
of
45.
I'm going to write it. Juke writes down to 45. So
while we were waiting for this, Miss C actually did just return from... Claude said 42. Did return from...
Claude said 40 in the...
Well, he said 42 right now, but... And Cyber Sorcerer says 49. So you did just return from a little jaunt yourself there around the world.
Jaunt. I was a month's paid vacation in Thailand.
Paid vacation in Thailand.
Paid.
Yes. Let me tell you about Thailand.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I wasn't really sure what to expect, but
42 and a half
for there
Wolf.
Is unbelievable. The sex was unreal.
Okay.
First of all, Thailand prostitution is totally illegal.
Illegal.
Illegal. Wait a minute.
Okay. How come you're cheering all of a sudden?
I thought she was going to say legal.
You started going into a cheer like, yes, I know where I want to live.
Sorry.
Well, if they call that illegal, everybody and anybody's is going to want to go.
Basically, everybody's in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much so. It's called the red light district.
Oh, how original.
Pat Pong.
Pat Pong.
Pat Pong.
As opposed to Ping Pong.
Which consists of Pat Pong 1, Pat Pong 2, Pat Pong 3.
Jeez Louise.
Hundreds and hundreds of bars.
Okay.
But bars. They're not normal bars. They're not regular
obviously.
Bars. Obviously.
Yeah. Sort of like the massage parlors down on...
There are massages. There is not a massage parlor in the United States that can compare as to the type of massage you get in Thailand.
Okay.
For instance, they have what's called a soapy oil massage.
Okay, now make sure you go slow over this. That way the boys can enjoy it.
Yeah, everybody at home can enjoy what this is.
So you enter their establishment, and it's like a real nice meeting room, you know, several tables, things like that. And you sit down. The maitre d' comes over, you know, gives you a little menu. You order drinks. And then the big curtain opens, and it's a big glass wall. They call it a fishbowl. And in that fishbowl,
there's a whole lot of fish.
Anywhere you
Red
got there, right? Yep. 50 to 70 girls are sitting in there.
50 to 70?
Yes.
Girls. They are sitting on like stadium cushioned seats. They're all decked out in their lingerie.
Virtual One in chat asks, so what? That was like what, 1995?
wait, it's good, guys. Trust me.
Duke goes, happy ending?
Dude, the whole thing is one big happy ending.
Sorry.
So anyway, there's 50 to 70 girls there. They're all dressed in their lingerie, their little outfits and stuff like that. And they are all numbered.
Okay.
So you go up to the glass and, you know, the girl's mouthing to you, pick me, or whatever. So you pick
or
up
just,
the girl you,
know, you
want. That comes afterwards.
Trying to pull herself through the glass.
Just stuck to the glass. I can see it. Stuck to the glass, feet dangling, just showing the suction power they can possess.
So you pick the girl you want. She comes out and sits at the table with you. You have a cocktail. You try to communicate whether they can actually speak a few words of English or not, but we all know why we're there.
I sucky. $2. I sucky.
Yeah,
you know, I don't see
about
there's
what
a language barrier
was.
There.
That's about what the quest was, too. Anyway, she takes you to a private room.
Okay.
You go in the private room, and she undresses you totally.
All right.
Okay. And while she's undressing you, she's filling up a big Roman bathtub that's, you know, right there in the room.
Okay.
So after you're totally undressed, your clothes are all folded and put aside, she walks you over, takes you up the steps, and puts you in the Roman bathtub.
Okay.
Where she proceeds to wash you totally, brush your teeth. Pick your teeth, whatever, okay?
Then get the hair out.
Yeah, all of it. No, that's afterwards.
Oh, okay, yes.
So then she takes you out of the bathtub, and they put you on a blow-up mattress.
Okay.
Okay? So you're laying there on this mattress.
Blow mattress.
Aptly named, I guess.
Fine furnishings. Hold on one moment, please.
Just hold on 5 minutes, G.I. Joe. Hold on 5 minutes.
Getting room ready for you. Shh, shh, shh.
Fuck. Hold on, Joe. I get a little lightheaded.
Get the chick that can suck herself to the glass to go backwards. She fucking blow up the mattress in seconds flat.
You know what they should do? Just hook the mattress up to her ass.
All right, we're getting requests. Okay. People really start wanting to see the boobs here.
They
so.
Really want to see them.
Another one.
Go ahead and just let them go.
See, now, it takes – because you got to remember the screen refreshes every couple of minutes or every couple of seconds, so you might have to
so everybody in
hang
the chat
them
room,
out there
you know,
for a while. Good
they're
God
all like, there's
damn.
Too many. Wow.
Look at – I'm sorry. I would just like to point something out. Look
there's
at the
no
size
stars.
Of those. And look at the nipples. But look at the nipples.
Where
dude.
Did they go in? Where did they go in?
They went in right underneath her. And two surgeries.
You can see there's a slight shading on the right one, but the left one there's not.
You know, there is barely any scars there. That is an impressive surgery. Let me say this. Yes, they are fake for those of you who are everybody's
no,
like,
guys,
it's in
no,
the chat
they're
room.
Real. They're really
they're
there.
They're really there, you know, but they're
But see,
they're
you
not
can't
virtual.
The implants that I got in were special ones. They were made by a special company. They have a rough casing, so you can't create any mystosis attached to them
cool.
or anything.
Okay.
Then they're tucked into place. Because what they did was they brought my breast forward when I had the breast reduction.
Okay.
They cut my breast. They brought what was left of my breast forward.
Don't get arrested,
Claude. Put the implant in, and then they tucked them in place.
Okay, all right.
So.
Now, I have a question here. You and I joke about this all the time, but do the nipples always stay hard, or are there moments where they're not? Because every time I see you, it looks like she's a turkey.
Well,
give and she's
maybe
done.
Maybe that's what you bring out to me. You're always playing with my tits.
Whoa! The truth.
Yeah,
untold.
For those of you that don't know, I met C here. She's a friend of mine. I met her with one of my side jobs, and
we're not even gonna discuss.
Wait,
that
was
right
your
now.
Side job mattress?
Yeah, I was the mattress
you were
guy.
Inflating the mattress.
Hold on, I'm getting lightheaded.
Okay, now wait, let me finish.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So
you're laying on this mattress, and then they slather you down with all this hot soapy oil mixture. Okay.
I'm sorry. Could you say that one more time, just a little slower?
Hot soapy oil mixture.
Oh, do we have to clean up
all over your body? You're just
sorry.
My nipples are hard. They're so hard.
Well, we got Claude bending over. His ass won't be able to stand up for the rest of the night.
Okay, Claude,
I just put a dent on the underside of the fucking desk.
Oh, my God. You know,
I love it. As soon as we start talking about tits, all of a sudden people start joining.
People are popping in.
Jenny has joined. Someone named Guest. Someone who's not even bright enough to change their name. They're like, wait, they've got tits. I want to see them.
Oh, no. Guest is now known as Luke.
Luke. Hey, sorry, man. AOL is being a complete ass, and I can't hear the show. Look,
aww.
Sweetie, Jenny, I hate to tell you, tonight's
not about listening. Be nice.
Don't you have closed caption?
Yeah, we got two Thai guys sitting under the fucking cabinet under there typing away. What's he say?
How do you spell?
No, what does it mean?
Oh, they know my sister. Here's the thing. Jenny is
round two. Jenny, welcome. And Luke's just here for the tits.
Luke's
okay,
here
so
the...
they put you on a mattress.
All right, wait. Time out real quick. They're the hot, steamy oil mattress, bubbly soap. Got it. So
recap.
Everybody who's in the chat room, put in a guess. Go ahead and show them off.
Show them again. Now,
how
again,
old?
You've got to. You
how
gotta,
old?
Oh, no, you got to show up for a little bit because it takes
cause
like 15, 20 seconds.
Like, yeah, and if it doesn't fucking crash, which it hasn't yet. Okay, so. Basically.
See, you guys don't even know. In the way that the studio is set up, I'm sitting directly across from her. So
yes.
I'm just staring at these things. Just
you know, and that's the thing. You know, do you stare? I'm like, okay, eye contact.
Dude, she's just used to it by now. Whenever I see her, Cindy, breasts. So.
Jenny says,
"How are you three doing? You know, that's
how are you three?
That's my usual greeting. How are you three doing? Oh, good,
yes,
good. I see
well,
the weather's fine.
Well.
Okay, all right.
Little
so,
nipply. Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, so, anyway.
All right. So
oh, no, keep him out.
Oh, yeah. Keep him out, put him in, whatever you want to do. Oh, God. And she loves just directing those things at people. It's great. She just aims them at people.
You aim them.
So they put you on the mattress, and
so
then.
So you're on the mattress, and they slather you down with this hot, soapy oil mixture.
Mm. Wait, I'm sorry, say it one more time, just for the boys.
Oh, hot, soapy oil mixture.
They rub your ass down with Dawn dish soap.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You cannot ruin that for me. I'm sorry. You
worse,
can't ruin
worse,
it for me.
Worse, man. Fucking generic $1 store fucking shampoo.
Hey,
yeah,
dude,
well,
guess
let
what?
Me tell you, no
tits.
Matter what they use, let me tell you, it's going to feel good.
Okay, so anyhow.
Because they not only do they rub
so
you down with the
yeah,
oil.
Yeah, because, no, you're laying there, and they've slathered you with this mixture, and then she starts at your feet. Okay, so you're laying there, and she's starting with your feet. And then all of a sudden, she's up above your head.
Okay.
And then she's down by your feet, up above your head. She's underneath you. She's all around you. She's like a wet seal. She is actually massaging you with her body.
Okay. All right. Damn.
And this is going on for like 40 minutes. And then she's lifting your leg up above your head and coming in this way and going in that
way.
And
this is all for 1995.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask this. And when she was lifting you, did mm-hmm. the was there a
oh, there was a path, yeah.
I was going to say, was
yeah,
there,
there was a path.
Was
now,
there a
if
meeting
I
of
was
the meat?
A man, okay, then there would have been a meeting right there. Bam.
Oh.
Bam.
God, I got to go to
but they were, but
bam,
they were bam. They were a little confused, huh?
Well, yeah, with me especially.
Okay.
You know, I was like the only woman there.
So all the guys, okay, then let's I got to go on the geek factor of this.
Okay.
That means there's a bunch of dudes in the lobby, in the little, you know, looking
oh,
at the
oh, I was
bowl.
With a bunch of dudes.
Well,
and
but
we're all in separate rooms at this point.
Well, no. What
yeah.
I'm saying is, though, there's a bunch of dudes there,
uh-huh.
and you walk in,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, dude, an American chick.
Oh, they freak. I mean,
okay.
especially when they see me, you know, okay. American woman, that was it. But all the women want to do you because they want to feel your tits. They want to, you know, see what American woman is like and stuff.
Right. And then they feel the implants. Did that scare
you? You can't fail mine.
Oh, okay.
Want to fail?
Nah, I'm cool. Okay. I'm cool. All
right. Dude, the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm good, man.
I'm fucking gay is what you are. I'm over here. My fucking laptop has crashed. I have no fucking clue what's going on. You want to feel him? No, I'm good. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Okay, dude, you remember Ghostbusters? Like, you remember Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Right. If someone asks if you want to feel her tits, you say yes.
Got it. Okay. All right, we'll take care of that later.
He's turning red.
I give a fuck what color he's turning. He just passed down the opportunity to feel on those goddamn titties.
All right, well, we're looking at the time. So what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to work on the T-shirt.
I will read off.
No, let me read off while you're working on the T-shirt.
Okay.
So that way they know what's going on. And then what they will see is actually the T-shirt and not you being painted on, but the After Effect you being painted.
No, let's
Well, I don't want to fuck with the cam because we do have one limitation. You know, she can't
have
a head.
Oh, I know. We can do it all right there.
Okay, well, you guys will take care of that.
If there's a quick shot.
Don't worry. All right. So what we'll do then is we'll start reading off that. Go ahead and... gets all quiet. Now, come here real quick. Let me...
Oh, now you want to play with them?
Of course. Come here. Let's see. How... They're firm. They're really freaking firm. Rock freaking hard. No, not rock hard, actually. So that's under muscle?
Huh?
Is that under muscle is what you said they were? Or over muscle?
Behind.
Behind. So behind. Under the muscle. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. And whoops, and yeah, you got to... Okay. You could see what they can see right there. So you know. So now, everybody, now comes the moment. We're going to go ahead. You suck, Copperfield. Juke said that, hey, Copperfield, for the chat room, you asshole. I did. That was good. It was definitely good.
All right.
I don't think I would be hurt by touching those.
Do I need to take my bell ring out? You're going to paint all over me?
No, because we're going to do, like, from here to here.
So they're doing just kind of torso, I guess is the best way to put it. Okay, so here's what we're doing. Here's the guesses we have so far, and we're not gonna don't spoil it for me yet. We're gonna just give all the guesses out. Rev,
because you don't know either.
I don't actually.
You know, but you don't.
Yeah,
know.
Murphy knows. I don't know, so I have to give my guess as well. Rev, 31. Claude, he's saying he said 42. I'll give him the 42. So let me give him the 42. Mr. Man says 41. Juke says 45. Cyber says 49. I think he's being an asshole. Airwolf says 42 and a half. I like that guess. 42 and a half from Airwolf. And Jenny says 32. So those are the guesses that we have so far.
See, if anybody wants to get a last second guess.
Does anybody, we have a little bit of time if you want to get a last moment guess in. So that way, you know. Come on, guys. As Murphy is having a hard time.
What we're doing over here.
What they're doing over there. Hold on, I gotta re. That just sounded bad.
You did not use permanent paint, right? Like the girl with the permanent markers.
It's not permanent. It's not permanent like the chick. What he's doing right now, I swear to God, he went to Home Depot. He has a roller, a pan. A roller there in the cam, if you can see it. And a pan, and he has blue paint. And what he's doing this like he's painting you like a freaking house. Do we need to mask you off? Are we going to have to put a mask?
We're going to need a tarp there, Bob. This is
oh, my God. What are you... Why didn't you think of, like, finger paint, dude? So
no, that was the last first time.
All right. So anybody here is kind of pointing out any last words, any last guesses? Virtual One wonders if my other half is watching. Probably not.
No.
But she knows about this, and she's cool with this.
All right. So let's make sure this is a... That's one of the reasons. Okay.
You're having way too much fun there, Murphy.
Okay, is that going to be? Testing this out here.
Testing.
Yeah. Well, I want to get it like...
Careful. Make sure you keep your head... Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Perfect. So, we have 9-volt in the chat room saying 44. So 9-volt is going to say 44. And Luke in the chat room says 41 as well. So if we have a tie... Luke, I gotta go with Mr. Man first. Luke, can you give me something other than 41? I wish I had some music for this shit or something, you know? I got like this.
Why, he's breathing heavy, can't you?
Holy cow! Smurf tits! I thought you were just gonna put Spank Wagon, not Smurf tits!
No, we're doing a booby print!
Oh, okay. So, Luke, go ahead and Claude goes 42. Still, Volkuris is going 41. Too many people with 41. Volkuris and Luke, make another guess. Now I want to point out, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, where we have blue Smurf tits on the webcam, if it didn't crash. I'll get it working, don't worry. So we're going to have blue Smurf tits going on here.
It's nice and even, so we don't get
sleepy. Luke's new guess is 40.
All right.
So everybody, can I ask a question without giving away? Everybody's pretty close? Close enough,
yeah,
not to be offensive?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, all right. So Luke says 40. 9-volt wants your job, Murphy. You're going to eat paint. Smart.
I give a fuck, dude.
You're going to eat fucking paint. Toe says 46.
All right. Let's go ahead and print this.
Let's print the shirt. We're booting. Oh, Jenny's changing her vote. You just want to... Wait. There you go. This pandemonium has erupted in the studio. All right. If the shirt separates. Nice. Nice. You know what, though? Get a little green paint. Nice. Nice. Well done. You know what, though? Get a little green paint, man. We could have geography. I shit you not.
The hemispheres. What do you think? You think that's good?
I think we need to put Spank Wagon on there as well.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that after this. We have no more guesses now. The guesses are closed. You ready? You get to sit over here.
Sorry.
You sit over here. You do co-host job, remember? Okay.
Boobies.
All right. So... here's the guesses so far. Reverend Hammer, 31. Claude, 42. Mr. Man, 41. Juke, 45. Cyber, 49. Airwolf, 42.5. Jenny changed it. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't like you now. 43. 9-volt, 44. Luke says 40. I did not get anything from Volkuris, so sorry, Volkuris. You're out of this round. And because Volkuris guessed 41, which is already taken. And Toe says... 46.
And you?
Me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the
sorry.
Button. No problem. Me. God, I feel like I'm going to be rude because I'm sitting here in front of your face going, you're this. No, that's just... I can't win anyway, so...
Why don't you go ahead and write it down?
Okay, I can't win anyway, so I'm going to say...
Hurry it up, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so there's a good solid guess.
And you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
want to
see what you guess.
You'll get Trench. Well, Trench guessed. I'll tell. It's nowhere near insulting. Trench guessed 44.
No, I guess 44.
44. So.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready for the big reveal?
Well, I think that's already happened. Now we're waiting for them for the big relieve.
Yeah. If anybody here needs a. One more time. Could you just say that hot, oily soap?
You got it down packed, babe. Go for it.
What do you say?
Look at his pulsating veins.
You say it to get her hot. You say it to get her hot. Come on now.
I can get her hot. Let's see here.
He'd be like, ha! Oil! Ha! Oil rub down! Ha! You have to think about hot oil rub down? No, say it out loud, not to yourself.
Sorry. I was doing a little mental thing. Hot, soapy oil.
There you go.
Look, my nipples are hard. I didn't.
You gotta remember, you gotta slab it on.
Oh, you forgot it, so you lose.
I give a fuck. I just
Claude's like happy case. Little prostheses. Claude is in seventh heaven. So hey, all right, here we go. By the way, Airwolf points out this is Bob Ross meets Spank Wagon meets Penthouse.
Guys, I gotta tell you, this is what I bring to the show. I am the lowest common denominator, and we bring tits now. So.
All right, so here's what we got. We've read them all off.
Okay.
How old are you?
Well, as of next week, I will be 40.
Whoa, listen up. Whoa, wait, whoa, now. Whoa. As of next week.
Now, we have to play it as of right now.
Right
today.
Now.
Today.
48 and...
48?
15, 16, no.
48. I'll be damned. Cyber Sorcerer is the closest.
Without going over.
And I thought he was just being mean.
Yep. Well, wait a minute. No, no. He did go over. He's closest.
Oh, he's 49.
That's right. Sorcerer. Sorry, Sorcerer.
Cyber was the most closest.
He was right at 49.
49 if we play this next week. This week, though, the winner actually is Toe.
Toe with 46.
This is the one that liked that posted the picture of the little girl, but she was 18 looking thing.
Needs the frosting. Blah.
Anywho, the happy birthday, Daddy Pick. All Woo-hoo! Right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the first round
of Boobies of the Game.
And the most game. Memorable.
Yes.
Our first will always be the most memorable.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
His ass will never be able to go to Jiffy Lube and ask for an oil.
Yes, chain. I'm Anita.
Hot, slathering, dripping, soapy.
You know, I had to get an oil change to do too today. Today, I'm just all a Twitter.
You are. You're all over. Just the blood pressure, okay? I mean, I know I turn red, but that's sort of like a release valve.
I feel like I'm cooking, man. It's great.
Nice, awesome. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. Do you have music for the break, or are you finally back up and running?
No, I'm back up and running. Let me start.
Or do you want me to do music? Because I have got some really good music.
You know what? Go ahead and kick that bitch.
I'll kick the bitch. I don't want to kick the bitch.
Kick her in the box.
I'm going to go ahead and play the music, so let me go ahead and get that lined up. And what we're going to do right now is say big thank you to our guest, C.
Thank you for
having
me.
We really appreciate this.
Oh, yes, very much. One more. Just jiggle the titties for the boys.
Everybody at home.
Gotta love them.
Everybody gets to see them for the last time.
Okay. Well, maybe not for the last time. Maybe we can get her to make another appearance.
Who knows? Well, what are we going to guess?
Maybe next time we'll print the
ass. How about this time for her next birthday? We play the same game and see how many people catch on.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I doubt they will. All right.
Thank you very
You're
much for coming.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Thank you for having me.
It's truly
been a blast. Thank you.
Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Don't go anywhere yet. Get it, paste it, save it, load I get to it, hose check you it, off. Quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it. It, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic. 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 Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. Lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it. Tie it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it. Chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it. Write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it. Surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. Name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it. It, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, pick it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it.
ladies and gentlemen, you're back with
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right. Wow, that was fun.
That was great.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I am Murphy.
We got to say, Booby the Game first round was very, very fun.
Round one was nice. Toe, you are the big wiener this time.
Huge winner there, Toe.
Not only did she print the shirt, she also autographed it for you and gave you a big lip smack on there.
So there you go. We'll get that in the mail. Toe, what we need from you, though, is to email us your address. Yes, Toe. Send your emails to spankwagonmail@cox.net. And we'll get that off to you. So we will need your mailing address for the prize.
Shoot that out on over and we will get this off to you. You've got yourself a new Spank shirt.
So now the cam can crash all it fucking wants.
Wow, that was great. You guys have no idea. Those tits, they just... they're lovely,
They were not that bad. They were not,
not that bad.
I'm not a fan of fake boobs.
How did it feel?
Harder than boobs that I... You know, harder than how I like my boobs. That's for sure. I mean, we're not talking rock hard... But we're talking
something around here was rock hard.
You obviously were.
Oh, dude, please.
Stammering.
You look like you couldn't stand up.
I stood up just fine.
Yeah, and you knocked you lifted up the whole goddamn
lifted
console.
Up the table. I've got willpower like you wouldn't believe. Ask my wife when I get pissed.
Yeah. You hold a grudge like an old Italian woman. All right, bingo. Kids. Well, that was a fun one, wasn't it?
So now the rest of the show is going to suck.
No.
What we have coming up, actually, we got Mad Props coming up, so stay in the chat room, even though the main game is over. Stay in the chat room so you can play along with Mad Props.
Hey, wait. The game's not over. We've still got more prizes for tonight.
What?
We've got a prize.
Well, we got a prize for Shitty Mitty.
We do.
So why don't we go?
Well, let's not tell them what it is just yet.
Okay.
Now, for those of you that don't know how to play the game... We'll explain it.
Oh, you want to do Shitty Mitty now?
No, let's do it right now.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Here's how Shitty Mitty works.
I do love the rock and roll hoochie coo, I must tell you.
Oh, yes. That's from DJ Pantshead. Some leftovers from last week.
Fitting. Again, big thanks out to C. I know she's going to want to listen to the podcast on this.
So.
Just awesome having her in studio. And guys, if anybody ever wants to come in and show their tits, you're always welcome here.
Just let us know. We'll prepare for you. Okay, so here's how this works out. Shitty MIDI. What you have is we're going to play a MIDI file. This is, you know, the pre-MP3 music we all enjoyed.
Bad computer-generated music.
Horrible. What we're going to do is we're going to first play the MIDI. You need to either be in the chat room or what we prefer for you to call in 1-866-587-6257. Call in. Make a guess as to what the song is. If you're right, you win the Jack Shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. And we'll even let you know what the Jack Shit prize is when you call in. And this time, we actually have a physical prize.
Well, we've had prizes the last couple of times.
Yeah, the books and stuff.
And porn.
We still need to get the midget porn to you.
Yes.
So that'll have to be dealt with. So here's how this works out. We're going to play the MIDI. Do you have the MIDI loaded?
You have the MIDI.
I have the MIDI loaded.
Yes, I have it loaded.
So guest does piss.
As long as my laptop doesn't go...
Your laptop should be fine.
By the way, Jenny, I like you too. And I just don't give a fuck most of the time. All right.
So, hey, by the way, we can put the cam on us now.
Hold on a sec. I got to check something on this.
What are you checking? Oh, you can't play MIDIs in... What are you doing, dude? Man, I don't know. The level of preparedness seems to be reminiscent of someone else I know.
Okay. No, the problem was they're both right next to each other, and I don't have which one's labeled as the MP3.
Well, I would have just played the MIDI in QuickTime.
Yeah, well, I didn't think about that.
See, that's the problem with you. All right, so why don't we go and play the MIDI first?
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Play the MIDI. Are you sure that's the MIDI?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the MIDI.
Hit pause on that. Oh, yeah, that's the MIDI. All right. Play.
Nope.
That's our shitty MIDI, so we want you to call in 1-866-587-6257.
Let's make this a have to call to win.
Yeah, kind of let's do that. Yeah. Have to call up to the studio, 1-866-587-6257. Play
that's 1-866 LV Rocks.
Oh.
That's right. You do have to call to win.
Yeah, you have to call to win. So what we're doing right now, Shitty MIDI, you have to call. Name that MIDI. And when you name that MIDI, we'll go ahead and we'll let you know what your prize is.
You got to be in it to win it, kids.
So give us a quick call.
Put the Pop-Tart down.
Play the fucking MIDI.
Oh, fuck you. Christ on a crutch. I got distracted by the studio troll. Popped her head in there.
Oh, hello, studio troll.
She missed the tits, but we've got the shirt.
It's a MIDI.
It's a MIDI. And it's shitty. We've got shitty, and we've got MIDI. So start dialing, kids. You gotta call in to win. I can't believe no one's calling yet.
Well, we got people in the chat room guessing it, but no one is calling in.
But
you have to call
fucking antisocial ass munches refuse to put the fucking Pop-Tart down, pick up the phone, and dial.
Lean
you guys
over.
Are irritating the shit out of me, because I got to tell you something. This is your show. You need to be part of the show. This is the most interactive radio show you'll find out.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, is that by the Crash Test Dummies?
Absolutely.
Oh my
correct.
Gosh, you are 100% correct.
Yay. So now,
the actual song. Caller, what's your name?
Claude.
Hey.
Didn't sound like you, dude.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Very weird. All right, Claude.
Well, congratulations, Claude.
This week's jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you, is
a mutilated, destroyed, and possibly even still frozen AOL CD,
which we will promptly mail out to you.
That's fine. I'll go ahead and hang that around my rearview mirror and take it on job interviews.
There you go,
rock
dude.
Rock on, brother. Rock
there
on.
There you go.
How is the land of queers and steers?
It is very humid, and I am still unemployed.
Uh-oh. Well, guys, if anybody needs a good oil change, we can direct you to somewhere in Texas.
There you go.
Wow. Well, it's good to hear from you, man.
Oh, of course it is. It's me.
Can I ask a question? Now, we know last week you got kicked off because your neighbors caught you leeching bandwidth.
Yes.
This week, where are you stealing bandwidth from?
This week, I'm stealing bandwidth from the Panera on Davis Avenue, otherwise known as State Highway 105 at Interstate 45.
So anybody who's out there, I think we have one other listener who's actually in
your
area.
Oh, Jenny tried to call and unfortunately got a busy signal.
Oh.
So. Yes, otherwise, I did find that churches are pretty trusting with their access points, so churches seem to be a very good...
You're leeching bandwidth from God?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Oh, I thought he meant the other kind of churches.
No, like Church's Chicken?
Yeah, at least I got
no,
chicken.
I haven't seen those down there. Have not seen a
okay,
Church's Chicken.
Okay, what fast food place that you've seen down there that you've never seen before?
There's a Whataburger.
A what?
Whataburger.
A Whataburger. Oh, that's some goodness.
Taco Cabana.
Yes, us bitches only have one line, Jenny.
And the Golden Corral.
Ah. No, I actually know Golden Corral is a Midwest thing because there's a Golden Corral up in Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Yes, so up in Iowa. I know.
Well, I'm not going to call you Farm Boy anymore, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to call you B Cup.
Oh, thank you.
It is very interesting. The Dairy Queen here has more than a toaster and a fat fryer. They are full-service restaurants.
Wow. A full-service Dairy Queen. Something about that just strikes me as wrong.
Well,
did you get to see the boobies?
You know, my connection kept dying out because someone else here was bleaching bandwidth.
Guys, did anybody screenshot that?
Did not see them painted, though.
Yeah, if anybody got screen caps, we definitely need to hook Claude up with some
I promise movies. You this, Claude. If no one's got a screen cap, I will make sure that I get a special picture of the titties and mail them to you. I will email
thanks.
Those to you, buddy.
I might have your face in them, though, I know.
No. We'll have my face. It'll just be titties. Maybe maybe I'll sling a little yogurt on them for you.
No.
All right, Claude, we're going to let you go. We're going to get back with the show, but thanks for calling, checking in, and we'll get you your prize, your destroyed, mutilated, and possibly still frozen AOL CD.
Most excellent.
Right on. Thank you for calling,
thanks
dude.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You got it.
All right, so Claude won the...
he won the jack shit prize.
Jack shit prize.
Isn't that great?
Of this song for Shitty MIDI. I guess, you know, they're still making music.
Yes.
It's like pop music now.
Yeah, well, you know,
well,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, really.
So, that was
your,
that.
Your biggest hit was you humming. That means your singing has to be shit.
Well, you know, I like the guy's voice, though. I do. I think he's got
He's doing a falsetto thing now, from what I understand.
Oh, boy.
So.
All right. So, we got time for some news?
We got plenty of time for some news here.
Sweetash.
Actually, this is something I found very interesting, and I'm going to read these headlines in sequential order, read the summaries of the stories in sequential order. I don't know if anybody's heard this, but in San Francisco, there was a scare in a Starbucks. Police arrest man suspected of putting bomb in Starbucks restroom. Hold on. What's this? Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
This is God.
God?
Stop stealing my bandwidth.
Boy, let me see. Let me summarize my faith
and religion. Hey, God,
did
you like the titties?
Like this. All right.
Oh, so
mean. Just kind of had to, you know, summarize my faith and religion there with God and internet. All right, so police arrest a man suspected of putting a bomb in Starbucks restroom. Ronald Shooten appears to have acted alone. Doesn't have any connection to any terrorist group or any anti-Starbucks groups. The homemade bomb he allegedly put in
anti-Starbucks groups?
Yeah, really. Who knows? This bomb he allegedly put into a San Francisco Starbucks restroom was powerful enough to dismember or kill someone had it gone off. Shooten had aroused suspicion of employees, one of whom who checked the bathroom as soon as he left and found what turned out to be a quarter stick of dynamite next to the toilet.
Holy shit.
The next headline. Starbucks bomb found to be harmless. Man may not be charged. San Francisco authorities are no longer sure a device found in a Starbucks bathroom, which they characterized for 2 days as a potentially lethal bomb. Well, they don't think it had any explosive material in it at all.
What the fuck was it, a goddamn road flare?
They say that the man who left it may never be charged. Third and follow-up headline. San Francisco authorities are now trying to explain why the flashlight that was initially described as a homemade bomb after the bomb flashlight was discovered by a Starbucks employee on Monday. Cops evacuated the store and the apartment above it. The bomb squad officers used high-powered hoses to blast the object with water. They got scared their asses off over a fucking flashlight.
Well, leave it to the guys in San Francisco. Worried of a big, long, black thing?
Really?
Hey, look at that.
Oh,
Leo.
My God.
Return of the rim shot. Well, I got something for you. Maybe not as fun as a trifecta of bomb news, but I got a spammer who's facing up to 2 years in jail. A Detroit-area man is facing at least 2 years in jail on charges that he sent millions of spam messages over a number of high-profile company networks in violation of the CAN Spam Act. Daniel Lynn of West Bloomfield, along with three other men from West Bloomfield, were charged in April 2004 with sending spam over compromised computers belonging to the likes of Ford, Unisys, and the U.S. Army Information Center. Okay, rule number one, if you're going to send out spam, don't do it over the goddamn Army's network.
Yeah, really.
Holy
fucking
shit.
Hey, I got a little bit of spam news here for you. Clinton, Iowa. Yeah, there's a place called Clinton, Iowa. They won a lawsuit against a spammer for 11... I'll leave out the actual denomination here for a moment. A Clinton-based internet service provider who successfully sued internet spammers in the past now has been awarded an 11... Well, you guess.
1150? 1175? No, maybe
no,
12
no.
bucks.
Thousand, million...
Oh, thousand.
Billion.
11,000.
Billion.
Billion?
Billion. Has been awarded an $11.2 billion judgment against a Florida man for sending millions of unsolicited emails advertising mortgage and debt consolidation services.
Wait. So a Clinton, Iowa ISP has won money, and yet there was no dick pills in there.
No dick pills.
Hey,
aha! The judgment against James McCullough of Florida is the culmination of multi-defendant lawsuits filed in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of Iowa, by the people of CIS Internet Services in Clinton, Iowa.
Wow.
11.2. Yeah, how much do you think
they'll never get it.
Dude, $11 billion is more than the actual per capita income of Iowa alone.
Yeah, well.
I think it takes Iowa alone as a per capita like state income to make that in like years. Like
nice.
10, I don't know, fucking 10 million years. I don't fucking know. Throwing out numbers.
Shit.
What do you got?
Well, hey, speaking of Clinton, Clinton has now said he did not use warrantless wiretaps as previously reported.
What?
Former President Clinton said Thursday that he never ordered wiretaps of American citizens without obtaining a court order, as President Bush acknowledged he has done. Clinton, in an interview broadcast Thursday on ABC News program Nightline, said his administration either received the approval, received court approval before authorizing the wiretaps, or went to court within the 72 hours as mandated by the FISA court to get the wiretaps. We we either went there and asked for the approval, or there was an emergency and we had to do it beforehand. Then we filed within 3 days. Afterward, we gave them a chance to second guess it, Clinton told ABC. So, yeah, I guess that whole Republican argument, hey, Clinton and Carter, they authorized warrantless searches as well. Yeah, but not quite this way.
Not quite this way.
Try harder.
They didn't
try again.
You know, Clinton in office, man, he wasn't really too worried about listening people. He was worried too much about being listened to.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
A Chinese map lays claims to the Americas. A map due to be unveiled in Beijing and London next week may lend weight to a theory that a Chinese admiral discovered America before Christopher Columbus. The map, which shows North and South America, apparently states that it is a 1763 copy of another map that was originally made in 1418. If true, it can imply Chinese mariners discovered and mapped America decades before Columbus's 1492 arrival. The map, which is being date checked to see if it was made, faces a lot of skepticism from the experts.
I think the key point is the name of a couple of cities, such as Rincon, Nebraska. That was a good one, wasn't it?
A really good one, actually.
Hey, I got something for you.
Kind of
fits
with that hot oil thing.
Well, you know. Lovely. A vampire seeks Minnesota governor's job. Minnesota voters, who 8 years ago elected former professional wrestler as their governor, may find self-proclaimed vampire on the ballot for the office this year. Politics is a cutthroat business, said Jonathan the Impaler Sharkey, who said he plans to announce his bid for governor on Friday on the ticket of the Vampires, Witches, and Pagans Party.
Vampires, Witches, and Pagans.
Now,
oh,
here's the really creepy part about this. Sharkey told Minnesota Star Tribune that he is a vampire, just like you see in the movies and on TV. I sink my fangs into the neck of my donor and drink their blood, adding to the fact that his donor is his wife, Julie.
Yeah, Julie.
I'm a vampire
named Julie. Ah!
I'm scratching myself for hours trying to come up with some sort of fucking joke punchline for this thing.
Wait, no, I got a punchline.
All right, let's hear it.
This will be the only governor in America that every 28 days... No, that sucked too. I don't know. This whole thing just sounds like a joke.
How about at least when this governor's sucking the blood out of his constituents, it'll be for real. Hey,
nice.
What do you know? And I
very
came up with
well
that
done.
One on the
very
fly.
Well done.
What else? You got anything else?
I'm actually done with my stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, I got a couple more things.
Go for it.
The torture ban that, God bless him, Mr. McCain fought so hard to have put in,
yes.
And I gotta say, congratulations to the Republicans for having someone with some fucking testicles.
Well, not only that, but some actual, you know, morals.
Yeah, Republicans and morals. That goes to, well, like, you know.
Well, they either try to push their morals on you and overflow the morals on you, you know, go to church, say Christmas, shit like that, which I already do, you know, except for the church thing, but anyhow.
Or the Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, McCain fought hard to have this put in. Well, the torture ban still allows the naked dude pyramids.
Really?
Anti-torture legislation poised to consume Congress and the Senate after the Samuel Alito hearings still allow naked dude pyramids.
Wow.
Yep. Well, you know.
So
look at our president. He's a former cheerleader, and there were reports of possible homosexuality. I think I know where this is coming from.
Oh, I was waiting for the punchline.
No, that is the punchline.
I didn't hear the ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, well.
It must suck.
Now I dropped my
water.
Hey,
we have some sports news, don't we?
We do have sports news. It's a very interesting week in sports. One of my favorite things right now has been the what one can only call the mass exodus
say it
of
after me.
NFL coaches. Yeah. And
oh, yes, the Black Monday that just occurred.
Yeah, well, now we've got another one. Mike Mularkey. Coach Mike Mularkey's abrupt resignation came as a shock to the Buffalo Bills. Even a bigger surprise would be who refused to rule himself out as a candidate for the job, Mark Levy. A week after taking over the Bills general manager, and despite owner Ralph Wilson insisting Levy wouldn't be considered to replace Mularkey, the 80-year-old Hall of Fame coach declined to say he wasn't interested.
Interesting.
Yes.
80 years old.
80 years old.
Scary. Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do right now, why don't we go ahead and load up for Mad Props.
Mad Props.
So.
Do you have the music?
You have the music, I thought.
I think I do. Let me look.
You doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, rummaging for clickers.
Okay. Why don't we?
Let's see here. Oh, I have it right here. Are you ready, Joe?
I am ready.
Man, we got a shitload of props tonight, don't we?
We do.
Oh, man, I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the point in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you
mad props.
Let's get this started. Let's say mad props to Airwolf.
Mad props.
You may want to put that song on loop with this list. Let's give mad props to Anorexic Pillow.
Mad props.
Claude X.
Bandwidth stealing mad props.
Cyber Sorcerer.
Oh, so close and yet so far away. Mad props. Hey, do we give him 49 of these?
Dr. Mario.
Mad props.
Mario. 40.
Can we give him 8 more? Mad props.
Jenny.
Jenny. Mad props.
Luke.
Some mad props for you and Duke.
Yeehaw. Oh, that's you.
That's me. Wait, mad props to Murphy.
Sorry.
Nivel.
Mad props.
The Duke.
Mad props.
Toe.
Oh, some big old titty mad printed props.
Virtual One.
Mad busted six props.
And Vocurus.
Vocurus? Okay.
Mad props. That's mad props for you, our loyal and faithful listeners.
Wow.
That was just lovely. Did you like the little ad-libs?
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. You're catching, you know,
My improv technique is definitely improving.
Yeah, you're catching up to everything. All right.
So, Claude's buffering. Are you using real networks there, buddy?
Yeah, you'd think. Oh. All right, so a little bit of let's go into some geek news.
Geek news!
Actually, I like this song. Maybe we may need to make this like a geek theme.
Fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase
get
it,
my
write it,
on.
Cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it.
All right, a little bit of Spank Wagon Geek News. Earlier this week, there was the Macworld San Francisco Expo.
Ding, ding.
Where several new products were released and also some controversies actually as well.
Oh, just slightly.
Just a tad bit of controversy with that.
Okay, boys, now if you think the tits got me hot, wait till you get me talking about this. Apple released their brand new...
brand spanking new, but incredibly shitty named.
Yeah. MacBook Pro. Dual core Intel processor.
Okay, so this is it. These are the first machines.
Now, all the rumor sites were saying it was going to be iBooks and Mac Minis. Man, were they fucking wrong.
They thought Apple was going to run super conservative on this. They were assuming that Apple would sit there and only load it up on their lower ends, their minis and their iBooks to see kind of weather the storm.
Also, the other thing they're thinking is because the the pro applications wouldn't be ready for the Rosetta and the universal binaries.
But they actually have emulators and tools in place that'll actually take care of that.
Rosetta is in play, and I gotta say, I am quite pissed.
Why?
Because I bought my PowerBook. It came about the 21st or 22nd of December.
This actually happens quite frequently to a lot of people. There's a reason why Apple does a buyback campaign where they will actually purchase it back if you have receipts within the set amount of time.
10 days.
10 days.
But
so,
I wasn't within those 10 days. But, well, you know, if you call and you bitch, they make an exception.
They make
for
an
you.
Exception.
So I will be sending my PowerBook back.
So let's cover, you know, leave your personal grievances on the side. let's cover this. MacBook Pro is a new. It's a lame name for a PowerBook. They're always going to be PowerBooks in my mind. That's all I can say.
It is a dumb name.
It
but
is a dumb name.
The
MacBook
hardware
Pro.
Is juicy.
Why don't you go ahead and give a little bit of a profile on the hardware?
A little bit of profile on the hardware. Well, what we've got ourselves is, of course, the 15.4 widescreen display. That maxes out with 1440 by 900 resolution, 1.67 Intel dual core processor with a 2 meg shared level 2 cache, 667 front side bus. It can come with either 512s or a gig on the two the two models. An 80 gig 5400 RPM drive, which again you can juice up to you know, some nice sizes and a faster RPM. Slot load super drive. They're not listing the speed, and to me, probably the nicest feature other than the processor itself is an ATI Mobility Radeon X1600 video card with either 128 megs or 256 megs of RAM. Now, the rumor sites are already going crazy saying that the 1800 will be released soon, so don't be shocked to see if these guys get automatically bumped up. The other thing it does have is a built-in EyeSight camera, front row with a remote, which is really cool looking. And
to me, the remote looks like a shuffler. Yeah,
it does. It does look
shuffles.
A lot like a shuffler. But also, it comes the power adapter has the MagSafe connector, which is anybody who has tripped
this
over
is
their
nice.
Power their PowerBook's cord will tell you is probably the greatest thing ever invented.
I have torqued my Mac cord on my PowerBook, and this sounds like a great idea. It sounds like something that Microsoft was doing with their Xbox and their cord that breaks in the middle.
The breakaway, cord. The breakaway controller
like
cord.
Shit like that is smart to do. You
well,
need
this
to
is
do things like that.
This, rather than having a nice deep connector, is a very shallow connector, but is magnetically held in place. I just worry that, you know, magnets, hard drives.
You know what? They're not stupid. They're going to do shielding. Or that hard drive is completely on the opposite side of that computer. They're not stupid. What they are stupid about is earlier in the week during Macworld, the Mac Expo or Macworld San Francisco, they released software updates for iTunes.
Yep.
One of the problems that anybody who uses iTunes, keep in mind, if you updated the new iTunes without kind of reading first, they will now, as long as you have Mac Store open, if you play a song, they will send that song data up to Apple. Apple then will send back recommendations, sort of like TiVo and how TiVo does it based upon you listen to it or you like it, they're going to tell you should record this, which
now,
is similar.
When they send that information up to Apple, though, they're also sending the information they have tagged about you.
Yep.
So that'll get sent up as well. Now, Apple has said that, oh, well, we get rid of that as soon as we get it because we don't need it. But, that's a little... a little worrisome.
I don't know. I mean, personally, for me, in the security sense, you know, you don't... I mean, why do they... I mean, I understand if you have the store open, they need that information, or they think they need that information. To me, this is going to be the first of the big departures. This is going to be where Apple finally scares off, or does something that's going to start scaring off some people, some hardcore users.
See, I think you're on the wrong end of that.
But Apple has said, and it has been confirmed by people who like do like packet sniffing and stuff of that nature, that if you turn off your Apple Store and you hide the mini window for the Apple Store, it will stop sending data back and forth.
See, now,
so there is a way to shut off that information.
There is, and that's kind of cool. I think the problem is the only people that are really going to complain about it are the people that are wearing the tinfoil hats.
Okay.
It's really not that big of a deal. It's not like they're capturing your preference information and then turning around and selling it
but
to the record
see,
companies.
I could see within a few weeks maybe a proof of concept based upon this because it's really just searching things through a port.
Yeah.
And all you need is a proof of concept to figure out a way to jump from one port to maybe something like your cookies. It's not hard to imagine. It's not hard to picture this happening.
Yeah, but it's just... I think the nice thing about the music store is it's not a lot of high-end users. The music store is a lot of average Joe people like, oh,
right.
I just want to buy it, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, it's the people that are you know, high-end users that are, quite frankly, stealing their music. Arr, matey. That are the ones that are going to worry about this. And, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Again, it's not like they're turning around and selling that information to the record companies.
It doesn't. Okay, but here's the thing. The record companies have been after Apple to raise the rates on their Apple Store. They don't like the fact that Apple says, no, we're selling this shit for $1 per song, $10 per CD. You know, it isn't really that hard to think that, hey, you know what, one subpoena. All you need is a subpoena to get that information from somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Have you guys heard about the Asian beard flu?
The Asian beard flu?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, the beard
wait, wait, wait,
flu.
Wait. Are you going to tell a joke?
No.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you're prepping to tell
wait,
a joke.
The Asian beard, as in like facial hair?
Yeah, it's transmitted from beard to beard. And I'm a little bit worried because I'm a man who has a beard. And I'm worried I'm going to get it. Because not many people in Asia have beards. You know, they're very clean shaven people.
God, this is a really
bad
setup.
But a lot of people here in the States wear a beard.
Uh-huh.
And I guess you can get it like if you brush up against another man's beard.
Well, now here's my question. What if I have it in my ass hair and you're licking my ass? Are you going to get it in your beard from my ass hair?
I don't know if, I mean, I just heard it on NPR, so I don't know if it's transmitted that way, but...
Okay, so we don't have to worry about you getting any sort of disease
but
as you're licking
question?
My ass.
Well, no, hold on. Let me ask a question. I mean, let's say someone has their balls on your chin, and, you know, balls are relatively hairy.
They are.
Does that mean then you're going to get it from their balls being on your chin into your beard?
If you have the flu virus in your ball hair, I guess that you would.
Well, here's the other issue. If the ball if the flu virus is on my ball hair and my ball hair is on his chin, what about the top part? Because obviously he's going to have his face buried deeply in my crotch with my cock banging him in the back of the throat.
Right.
Do we have to worry about him getting it in his mustache? Can this be transferred to mustache?
What if someone has just like a Van Dyke kind of thing going on where they just have the bottom
just
part,
that's
not a mustache? Are they, you know, they're probably at risk, but what if you just have a mustache?
Well, I guess it thrives. Like, the more hair on your beard you have, the more it will thrive.
But what about the more hair I have on my balls? Isn't that going to transfer it as well?
Well, yeah.
So that means the hair on my chest is going to transfer. What about the hair around your nipples?
The hair around my nipples, I think, is pretty sterile.
Okay, so the hair around your nipples
there.
Is sterile.
Yeah, I think we'll be safe there. I think there's some. I think maybe the lactating that I do maybe will sterilize the hair.
Okay.
But I'm really worried about when I have this guy sucking my cock that I'm going to transfer some sort of flu virus from his fucking. Oh my God, what about this? What about when I'm if it comes from his mustache or his fucking beard? Is it going to get in my pubic hair? And then when it gets in my pubic hair, is it going to get to his mother?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
dude,
I could transfer
your flu. I could
you
transfer your flu.
Seriously.
Well, no, we're really... I mean, this really concerns us. I mean, we're not laughing here.
I'm concerned, too.
Well, so am I. Mean, last thing I want to do is get your mother sick with some sort of weird ass hair, ball hair, mustache
beard flu.
Beard flu,
because beard flu is just bad.
Anything I hear on NPR, I take very seriously.
Well, you know, and NPR, you know, it's
around.
It's worth it, you know, because NPR is like that, you know, that sort of pseudo-left-wing bastion of freedom. You know, we really appreciate that. But you know what? Thank you very much for educating us on the beard flu and letting us know that we have to be careful, you know, with you because we don't want to catch it from
and
you.
And his mother.
And
we don't want to give it to his mother.
We don't. We got to be careful about
the
things.
God.
So thank you so very much. We really appreciate this. And thanks for calling Spankwagon.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, thanks.
Right,
it
bye.
Is so
wow.
great that...
That's... You know what? That's why I love our listeners, because our listeners are fucking committed. They are into, you know, making sure that we know... these things.
Now, you know, I actually have a little bit of audio from this guy at home.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
I think I just... Yeah. I just had an idea.
And then he picked up the phone and called
us.
Wow,
yeah,
great.
That was awesome.
Wow.
So.
Well, thank you. Again, we here at Spankwagon are very, very interested in making sure that you and your mother...
are completely safe and healthy.
And don't catch anything
from
our balls.
Don't catch the beard flu, you know, from our balls.
Yeah, so... Wow. Wow. Or from Claude Balls for that.
Claude Balls, yeah.
Oh,
who, you know,
God,
he's...
That'd be really bad.
Mm, definitely.
Oh, my God. I wonder if it can be transferred through sideburns.
Wow. You know, because he always said that was like curb feelers for the ladies, and I always called it Velcro for the men.
Well, now we know that
we
it's
know
a
that.
Fucking CDC risk.
You know, really. And if NPR is saying something about this, if NPR, you know, is really worried about facial hair and beard, the beard flu.
Man.
Yeah,
I thought
I
that was
no,
appropriate. I thought
yeah,
that
I
was,
don't know. I
it's
know?
Just one big punchline.
But hey, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate the call in there, educating
hey.
Us on this.
Loser.
40 says, I guess I should cut off my ZZ Top beard.
Dude, if you have a ZZ Top beard, I want a photo of it. I want a picture.
What
of
do you want him to paint blue and push it on a T-shirt too?
Well, I do now. Shit, man.
All right, hey, you know what? We got a few minutes left in the show. Why don't we go ahead? I'm gonna tell everybody now a little bit of Spankwagon site news. Spankwagon, the greatest internet radio show ever.
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 Arr.
Okay, so we are going to expect some downtime. Don't panic. We're not breaking or anything like that. Just a teeny, itty bitty, weeny little bit of
just
downtime.
Just adjusting some stuff.
Well, we are going to put up on the site a brand spanking new Booby the Game.
Boobies!
Booby the Game. We'll be back for another round. And this time, we actually have one of our listeners.
Hey, do you have the pictures there so I can get a sneak preview?
I don't
preview?
Have the pictures
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, rat fuck.
You will have to wait like everybody else will have to wait.
But I'm special.
Because the person who played the second round of Booby the Game, now this is the funny part. This actually, I guess it was sort of an evil chuckle, but it was still a chuckle. They actually wanted to play, and I was telling them about this during the show last week. And they were so stoked about it, they went and wrote on their boobs, Spankwagon. That was great. Perfect. That's the way you play. They wrote backwards in a mirror. Okay, you know, sometimes you don't have help. That's perfect.
That's
fine.
Look, whatever it takes.
But They wrote on their boobs in permanent marker.
That is fucking win right there. That's dedication and
That's
commitment
awesome
to the
dedication.
Show.
That's awesome dedication.
That is
freaking
what we expect
great.
Of all of you little spankers out there. Nothing less than absolute dedication to the show.
So that's kick-ass. So what we will do is I will have up on the site later on. I will have up on the site the new photos for round two of Booby the Game.
Just before the site goes down.
Yeah, just before the site goes down. Great. We'll play that game for a couple weeks. Matter of fact, this person has been so weirdly accommodating. They have actually changed like any website that they could be linked to that they know people can link to them. They've changed their age on the site. As a matter of fact, last time I checked, the whole site was gone.
Nice.
I hope they didn't turn off their website just for us. You know, a little too far.
No. You do what you have to do. God damn it. You be dedicated to the show as we are.
Good cop, bad cop, I guess. All right. I'm looking at the clock, and I think it's time.
He said clock.
I said clock. I didn't say cock.
Are you going to play your music, or can I play a little?
I always play my music. Always.
You suck.
Always. But it's that time, so guess what, guys?
Gotta love the funk beat.
You do. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And Glenn Murphy.
We got to say a few thank yous before we go tonight. We got to say a big thank you to everybody who helps put out the show. Huge thanks for LVRocks.com for allowing us to...
We love you guys.
We'll have Murphy fart in the chairs this week.
And bring titties to the world.
Titties to the world. Big thank you to all of our syndicates, live or otherwise, Megarock-Radio, Flash FM, Livid Radio, our brand new syndicate. Once we get more info, we'll tell you about them. KC Host, Real Music Network. And of course, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
Podcasts.lvrocks.com. Also, check out some of our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.net.
Gotta love those guys.
All right, again, I've been Trencher.
And, well, I've been Murphy.
And we really appreciate hanging out with us. We will see you next week for the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Keep yourself safe from the beard flu. We'll see you then.
See ya!